Joy to be in the Lord's house today. I appreciate the opportunity that He's granted unto us to gather in, to come out and worship together with you in this service. And we covet your prayers and need them for a little while. We do that we feel like we need to do. And gathering in at the Lord's house, enjoyed the service thus far. Enjoyed the day the Lord's given unto us. The moment that He's allowed us to live within this morning. We just want to be able to lift Him up and praise Him for all that He has done for us this afternoon. Got a thought this morning, strange. I don't know where we're going to go with it. Got a thought that feel like the Lord would have us to leave this evening and you just pray for us. Bruce preached a message last Sunday about my heart is fixed. And we'd been thinking on things and brought things to our mind this evening concerning that this morning. The fixing of the heart. Now, that's not what I'm going to preach on, but I appreciate the message, Brother Bruce, that we heard. And Randy preached a message Wednesday night that I wish the whole church would have been there to hear this morning. And things just accumulate, I guess, over time in our minds and our hearts. So you pray for us. And as I said, I don't know how we'll go. If you want to read with us, we're going to go into Psalms, the 62nd chapter of the book of Psalms. Read from there a little bit of scripture. Try to get ourselves out of the way and try to mind the Lord coming this way this morning. Appreciate as Earl sings that old song 390 out of the book. My hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and His righteousness. I dare not trust in the sweetest frame, but daily lean upon His name this evening. And that is a consolation that I have learned to trust in or lean upon in the journey of which we've journeyed in that with the Lord this evening. I recognize and I know, I've said before and I'll say again this morning before we get started, the night the Lord saved us, I didn't know what all He'd give to us this evening. I accepted the salvation, I accepted the deliverance, and I was rejoicing in that. But I have found since then, as David Wright, don't forget all the benefits this evening that comes our way through salvation this morning. You pray for us. Psalms 62nd verse, chapter. I'm not going to attempt to read you the whole chapter, okay? I'm going to read the part which comes to our heart and mind, or that came to our heart and mind this morning. I'm going to read the first verse, then I'm going to drop down to the... I'll read the first and the second, and then I'll drop down to the fifth, okay? It says, truly my soul waiteth upon God, for He cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my deliverance. I shall not be greatly moved. Drop down to the fifth verse. My soul waiteth thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Truly, He that at all times, yet people pour out your hearts before Him, God is a refuge for us. Now, I'm stumbling into reading, but you've got the Bible before you. You can read it yourself this morning in the presence of your writing or in your reading. as you go about from day to day. Now, David, in this writing, writing unto God, and the psalmist as a consolation, if you allow me to say that, or a statement that in the Lord was his trust and his protection and his salvation and his defense and his refuge this morning. And the thought that's been on her mind and on her heart is that of the refuge that we have within the Lord this evening. I'm glad that there is a place and to whom that we can go or trust in that will be with us through thick and thin this morning. Will walk with us in a daily walk this evening. I'm persuaded to believe that the Lord that sitteth upon high at the right hand of the Heavenly Father is there to make the intercessions or be the mediator for you and me that we might be able to continue in a race that we've been set in and run it in patience, looking unto Him as the author and the finisher of our faith this morning. I'm persuaded to believe that we are able to be be steadfast, unmovable in the Lord this morning, not through the selfness of my own self, nor that through the my own body this evening, but through the Spirit of God, through the guidance of the Lord, through His Word this evening, my friend. There is a refuge that we can trust in. I'm persuaded to believe if it was not for the Lord's mercies and goodness this morning, the sun would have not rose this evening in our presence. But because of the sun, then the sun did rise. Listen, I would be swift to say this morning in your presence that without God, I am but nothing this evening. But through God that strengthened me, then are we able to be overcomer. We are able to stand with our head held high. This if you pray, I'm just going to mind the Lord. All right? I'm not here to get on to nobody this evening, my friend. I'm not here to tear you down this morning, but I want you to understand this evening, my friend. We've got a refuge. We've got a safe haven, if you'll have it, that we can look into or go to help us in this journey this evening. I appreciate my friends and my loved ones and my family members this afternoon and all they do for us and this evening, my friend. But there's nobody like Jesus this evening. There's nobody that can feel the longing that is within the soul this evening, or the earnestness, or the expectation, or the hope that we have within us this evening, like Jesus can feel it this evening, my friend. He can take the space of emptiness, if you'll have it, or maybe the lack of knowledge, or maybe the lack of understanding, and through the reading of His Word and the guidance of the Spirit, He can fill that hole. He can take that gap and give that wisdom, give that understanding this evening, my friend. I'm glad that He's my refuge. This afternoon, the kids sang that little song. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's the hub in the middle of the wheel. This evening, my friend, He's that that makes this journey, excuse it, but it's a fact, worth living this afternoon. My friend, I'm persuaded to believe that He's the one that brings the day star that have rose within our heart this evening. He's the one that brings peace of mind this evening, my friend. Consolation to my soul this evening to continue on walking in the Lord's way this afternoon. I'm persuaded to believe that there's been times this evening, my friend, that without Him we may have been like others, and that's not boastfully saying this evening. It's just saying that I lean upon the rock this evening, the arm that picks us up and guides us and directs us this evening. Listen, we're
wherever you read in the scriptures, have men that were prosperous. Have this evening, my friend, I'm not speaking much of the worldly prosperity. Have prosperous in the Lord and His work. They are men and women whom leaned upon the refuge of God this evening. Maybe not always with an outseeing of the things that was taking place. Side of seed this evening. But yet they just trusted in the Lord this evening, my friend, to have His will in their life this evening. I'm persuaded to believe, as sure as I stand before you this morning, that we have the same privilege that they had this evening, my friend, to be hid in that rock or in the cave this evening, my friend, or of the protection of the hand of God this evening, my friend. I do not have to be tore down nor shackled down this evening by the sins of this world this afternoon. My friend, I have a rose above them and beyond them this evening, my friend, in that of Christ Jesus that abideth and liveth within us this afternoon. Listen, my friend, I'm persuaded to believe, as sure as I stand before you this evening, that it is of God's good intentions that we eat or feast from His table this evening, my friend. His benefits and His goodness is given to those that will look to it and partake of it this evening. Listen, I don't know this morning altogether, but refuge has been on my mind this evening, my friend. A safe place to abide in or to stay this evening in that of the Lord this afternoon. I'm persuaded to believe there's a comfort, Randy, in gathering in at the Lord's house this evening, my friend. I have a desire that refuge brings on a desire this evening to be in the Lord's house and to be active in the wills of the Lord this evening, my friend, to be ready at the moment of time when He says move, to move this evening. When He says whoa or stop or wait, to whoa, stop or wait this evening, moving through that of the leadership of the Holy Spirit this evening, my friend, is a very thing to do as we go down the journey along life's way this afternoon. I'm persuaded this morning that God is still God and He's still in control this afternoon. I'm persuaded, though this world has grown wickeder, as you well know, my friend, we're still able to keep our head above the water this evening, my friend, through the deliverance of the Spirit of God, through the help that God has sent our way this evening, my friend, to be able. Cody started off this morning with a story, if you allow me to say that, or the scriptures, where Moses was set upon the rock and his arm became weary and became to slack, but Hur and Aaron got up and under him and helped lift up his arms this evening, my friend. Yes, I need the comfort and I need the lifting up of the brother this evening, or even the sister this evening, but I'm glad to find one that when they're not in my presence this evening, my friend, that through the abundance of His grace I can find lifting up this evening. I can find a reason, if you'll so have it, to continue on in the journey of which we're within this afternoon. I'm persuaded to believe, as sure as I'm here this morning, that God has not forsaken this evening, my friend, nor is his hand, arm too short, to reach down, to give a sincere desire within the heart, to be even as Daniel was, determined not to defile himself with the king's meat this evening. I'm going to say this. You probably ain't going to like it this morning, my friend, but I'm going to say it to it. How good God is to use, how much you determined to be willingness and obedient unto him this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We can harp and gripe this afternoon at Randy or any other man that stands in behind this pulpit this evening that brings messages that steps on our toes or lashes as us, but I would you to understand that you are where the message come from. You're the cause of the message that is being preached this evening, my friend. I don't know about that, preacher. I do. I've been on this end and that end too. This evening, my friend. Listen, we can walk around this morning, my friend. Boo-hoo. Gripe, complain. This evening, my friend. If we want to live in a low state, if you want to carried down this evening, my friend, if you want to be this afternoon, but you can also live above all that if you want to this afternoon. You understand this morning, my friend, that the walk that I have with God depends on what I do through the help of God. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This evening, my friend, I would encourage you, you young people, this evening, my friend, steadfast yourself, if that's a word, in the Word of God, this evening, my friend. Let it not just become a book to you, but let it become a reality, this evening, my friend. Grasp it in. Take a desire within your heart this evening to know more about Jesus. This afternoon, we sang that song, I want to know more about Jesus. And we sang, when I get there, I'll know more about Jesus. But I say, why wait till I get there to know more about Jesus when right here I can know all about Jesus this afternoon? If I'll only get in the book. This evening, my friend. Now, I understand. I know this afternoon. I've been there this evening. I saved at a very early age this evening. And I'm not going to boast. All right? I'm not going to, but I'm going to tell you something this morning, my friend. In that refuge that the Lord gave me, there has been grace that has come my way this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Called to preach at the age of 16 this evening, my friend. Didn't want to do it, but was called to do it this evening. Listen, I found out quickly. I'll tell you, let me just tell you a little experience this morning. In that calling this evening, my friend, I got to where I'd back off reading and studying this evening, my friend. I thought if I didn't know nothing, the Lord wouldn't use me this evening. Maybe I could ease up from it, and that feeling that I had within me would quit being there this evening. But yet down deep on the inside, they were yearning. They were a desire. They was a want to this evening, my friend. You know, know what's wrong with a lot of people today? They ain't got no want to anymore. Randy preached a message some time back here. Stick 'em. We need some sticking. They ain't very many people got any stick 'em anymore. This evening, my friend, if the boat don't float just like they like want it to be floating, they'll bail ship. But I'd say to you, you'd be better off to stay in the ship and paddle a little harder this evening, my friend. Was that not what Paul told them in the day when they was about to be shipwrecked? He said, they that abide in the ship shall be saved, or kept this evening, my friend. A refuge in God this evening, my friend. Listen, I'm persuaded to believe this morning that God is as good to me and to you that he has been from Genesis all the way over to Revelation, of which we read of this evening, my friend. The boy that had the coat of many colors, can't get his name right now, this evening, my friend, went through a lot of things that you well know of this evening. Had a vision this afternoon. I say this to you, I would you get you a good vision this evening, my friend. Randy, I'm going to mind the Lord, all right. A lot of you ain't got no vision this evening, my friend. You just floating with a cloud. But I would you get in the book and get you a vision this evening, my friend. And you wouldn't get hung up on the rocks much this afternoon. You'd have a better ease of pedaling. I got to go on. You're going to get mad. And I can't help it. But a refuge. He's my rock, my sword, my shield, my salvation, my deliverer. And he's my refuge. This, all that bundled in together this afternoon is what brings me a joy and a peace in serving Jesus Christ. Amen. As I go down the journey along life's way this evening, my friend, listen. Don't tell me God can't take care of you this evening, my friend. I've gone through too many things that he's took care of me in. And he hadn't stopped caring for me, nor has he started taking care of my problems this afternoon. Listen, Charlotte told me here a while back, said, I wish you'd talk more. This evening, my friend. I wish you'd talk more this afternoon. And I know what you're thinking this evening, but I want you to understand whether I talk to you or whether I don't talk to you. I talk to one that understands me better than you understand me. Listen, I appreciate my wife. She's a wonderful woman this evening, and we've fought some battles, and we've fought. I went through some rust, Randy, this afternoon, and I appreciate her. But when I have a task within the Lord's beings this afternoon, I don't concern Charlotte this evening, my friend. I concern him whom has control over the matter. Yes, sir. Now, I appreciate her prayers. She knows I do this afternoon. I appreciate your prayers, and you know I do this morning. But I'm going to consult him that has all power, him that can take a east wind and blow and open up waters this evening that the Israelites can pass over on this afternoon. Him that can take a wind this evening, my friend, shake things up, or him that can take a wind and calm that wind down this evening, my friend, and just speak in a still small voice, and it just make everything vanish away.
Well, preacher, you talk like it's a bed of roses. That ain't what I'm saying this afternoon. That's not what I'm saying at all this evening, my friend. I'm not without obstacles, and neither are you. But I have one that will help me over those obstacles if I'll only look to Him and trust to Him this evening, my friend. Sometimes we don't want to accept the way He works things in or He works things out this afternoon. Now, who was he? The coat boy. Who was he? Joseph. Joseph, thank you. Jacob, his father, when he come to him after having those dreams and he told them that the sun and the moon and the stars was going to bow to him, his father said, "You mean me and my mother's going to bow down? Your mother's going to bow down to you and your brothers this evening?" And it disturbed him to say the least this evening. But yet the Bible said he considered these things and he thought on these things. And he pondered on them this afternoon. And the Lord worked it out. You know what? I guess I could go through all of it this evening, my friend, but maybe not necessary. There was a refuge there for him this evening. Daniel, I mentioned Daniel there a minute ago, that had declared in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat this evening, my friend, but was cast into the den of lions, but was lifted out of the dens of lions this afternoon. Through the refuge of the Lord, through the workings of God this afternoon. Now, I don't know how these guys thought in their moment of time this evening, my friend. I don't know how they felt in their moment of time when this things was taking place within their life this evening, but I'm persuaded to believe that they had a desire to just hold on and let the Lord work in the matter this evening. Having their heart fixed this evening, having it settled in God this afternoon. Yeah, yeah. You know what makes this life easy for me? Is the settledness that I have within the trust of God this evening. Randy mentions it. I mentioned it a lot. Brother J.O. Jarrett said it took him a lifetime to learn to trust in God. And I will echo that statement this morning. But I'm glad that in that lifetime, he hadn't walked off and left me. Amen. He's there for us. Amen. Day or night, night or day, He's there for us this evening, my friend. If I was to felt like it and tell you all things that He's brought me through, you wouldn't believe some of them this evening, my friend. But I'm so thankful that He hasn't forsaken us nor forgot about us, but still walks with us as we walk with Him this evening. the refuge that we have in the Lord this evening, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I'll be honest with you. I can tell you that all day long. But till you experience that refuge for your own self and accept the refuge as the Lord gives it to you, It's not going to mean much to you. But when you allow the Lord to have His place or His reign within your heart, and you accept the refuge that He's given unto you, it will become a stepping stone for you this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You've heard of stepping stones this afternoon? It's just the things the Lord have helped you in. Victories that He has helped you win this afternoon. And I'm going to say this, and you might not quite understand it, but even in my failures, I have found victory. Because that the Lord did not forsake me. But held true. And when I came to the place of repentance and acknowledging God for the God that He is, then I would find victory. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know this evening, my friend, and I'll close in this remark. I don't know where we've come to in an age of time that we forgot that repentance is a very prosperous thing. Amen. Not only to the lost, but to you and I that are Christians this evening. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And acknowledgement is not a bad thing to do anymore.
Amen.
It's not a bad thing. It may appear to be shameful to I myself, I guess you might say, my human, my fleshly man. But it is the best thing for the inwardly man.
Amen.
It'll grow him.
Amen.
This evening, my friend, it'll strengthen him. It'll encourage him. Through the help of God and through His Holy Spirit. I've said all I feel like I need to say. I've left out a lot that was on my mind. But it'll come, I guess, some other time this evening. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us this evening. Come on, Randy, and preach a while.